as we welcome into the studio Executive Director of the Baldwin Humane Society, Abby Pruitt. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Normally, the first Thursday, we rearranged to today instead, and you have brought a sweet, happy dog, Little Debbie.
Mm-hmm. Little Debbie, because she looks like she may have had a few Little Debbies. She's what we like to call a chunky girl. She's a beautiful, maybe healer mix, black and tan, really, really sweet, just happy girl. And there's a picture on the WABF Facebook page. You can see her in our page.
She is happy. She's friendly. She came right up to me. And then you did a few tricks with her.
Yeah, so she's super smart and very social and outgoing. She can sit, she can beg, she can shake, and she can catch food. Not toys, but food. She'll catch.
She's very treat motivated.
Oh, yes.
And a very happy dog that tail's always wagging. Maybe a senior?
Yes. She's about 8 to 10, but she also has a very good energy level. Like, she likes to play and romp, but she also likes to sleep. So she'd be really good for really anybody looking mm-hmm. for a friend.
And I do see a lot of what could be a healer or mm-hmm. a cattle dog mm-hmm. in her, and they're so smart. So you can tell how she follows her person.
Yes.
And she's watching every move you make.
Yes.
So, very, very alert, very smart. What's the story? You could let her go. She wants to come see me, Little Debbie. What's the story? How did she get to the Humane Society?
Well, we don't know too much about Little Debbie, only that she was picked up as a stray at the Baldwin County Animal Shelter. So we really don't know, because obviously she belonged to somebody at some point. So we don't know if she was lost or if her owner passed away. We're not quite sure. But she seems to be, she's ready for a new home. She's friendly. She's outgoing. Like I said, she's just happy. Look at her. She's just sitting looking out the window.
They all love to look out our windows.
Just having the best morning.
Well, good for her. Yeah. Somebody needs to take Little Debbie home. She looks like she'd be good with kids and a family.
Yeah, she's great with other animals, great with kids. She's really just a good dog.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a lot of other dogs in addition to Little Debbie and cats, too. Tell us about what's going on there.
We do. We have a lot of cats and dogs and kittens. You can see them on our website at baldwinhumane.org. You can fill out an application to adopt a cat or dog there. All of our animals come spayed, neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, rabies, all that good stuff for a really great price. We range between about $75 and $200 for all of our adoption fees, which anyone who has a pet knows that is quite a good deal for all that vetting, because vetting is expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So you can go to baldwinhumane.org and look at the adoptable animals. Mm-hmm. And then you have not one, but two huge events, both coming up in October. How'd that happen?
We do. October's just a fun month. We have two of our biggest fundraisers coming up in October. Yeah, we've got Hound Dog Music Fest, which is Saturday, October the 7th at the venue in Silver Hill. We have four really awesome bands, Rolling in the Hay, White Lang, West Sloper Band, and the Ayers Brothers. You can get tickets online or at the event. There will be food trucks. It's an outdoor, family-friendly, really fun event where you can listen to live music and hang out with your friends, and all of the money goes to our animals, so super cool.
It is a nice property.
Yeah.
An outdoor, you know, where you've got tents set up and you have food available. Mm-hmm. And then can we bring our own beverages? Or those
yes,
for
BYOB.
Sale too?
Yes, okay. Thank you for mentioning that. It is BYOB. Yep. But so you bring coolers, bring chairs.
October the 7th.
Yep.
And it raised $70,000?
Yeah,
wow.
That was last year. We'll do more this year, hopefully. So it's a big, big fundraiser. We have a handful of big fundraisers every year. Hound Dog Music Fest is absolutely one of our biggest, and we really appreciate the support to come out.
And then the Fairhope Witches Ride.
Yes, so this will be the second year that we're hosting the Fairhope Witches Ride. Of course, it's been a staple in the city for several years, but it's super exciting. It's Thursday, October 26th. The ride begins at 6 p.m., and then there is a ball afterwards. So everyone, of course, is welcome to watch the parade. The ball is just for grown-ups, 21 and up. But you can buy tickets to ride and to the ball on our website, and it's so fun. Everybody dresses up like witches and rides around, and then we have a big party with live music. It's going to be really, really cool.
It's an amazing sight to see in downtown, for sure. If you can't attend, at least go watch. But the point of being a fundraiser and being fun is to raise money for the Humane Society.
Yep.
And you've got some group packages or sponsorship levels in addition to just buying a ticket.
Yeah, so the sponsorship packets are fun. You can see them on our website. They range from the smallest at $1,250, the most being $10,000. And essentially, you get to rent a tent, or you get a tent with a table. And the really cool part is you get tickets to ride, of course, but also you get to decorate your own tent and table, and they kind of make a competition out of it. So All these witches, they just go to town on these. It's so cool. So yeah, it's really, really fun. So yeah, get a table, get a tent, and bring your friends and have a good old time.
And once again, that is Thursday, October 26th for the Fairhope Witches Ride.
Yep.
Which usually sells out.
It does, and I will say we don't have many ride tickets available left, so they're still on the website. But I would be surprised if there's still any by the end of this week. So go get them if you haven't.
That's great. Yeah. It's such a popular event.
No, it's crazy. It's so cool.
The Hound Dog Music Fest tickets also available online.
Yep.
What about walking up that day?
Yes, you can do. They'll be about $5 more. I think they're $35 on the website. They'll be $40 day of. But absolutely, you can buy them day of. She's going over for cuddles with Lori.
Yeah. Sweet dog.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Little Debbie. We got to get you a home, little Debbie. Do you still have the spay and neuter vouchers available? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. So those were on a break for a while. We apologize about that. But our spay neuter vouchers are back on our website. We have about 20 participating vets, thank you vets, that allow you to buy a discounted voucher to get your cat or dog spayed or neutered, all done through our website. And then you can take your dog or cat to your vet and get them spayed and neutered, which is so important.
It is. I know at least a couple of people that are working with the feral cat population and utilize that service, and it helps a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do our best to spay and neuter, but we absolutely count on the public to spay and neuter as well. It's a team effort, so yeah. We really appreciate people doing that.
And y'all have a TNR, what is that, trap, neuter, release program available, too?
We do, yeah, we do. We work with our friends at the Safe Harbor Animal Coalition, the Spay Neuter Clinic in Foley, and we have done about 3,000 cats since the program started 3 years ago. So,
She's very treat motivated.
She's very treat motivated.
It's going to be hard to keep her on a diet. That's
sorry,
for
sweetheart.
Sure.
It's all the treats. But yes, in a nutshell, Trap Neuter Return allows us to spay and neuter feral cats that otherwise are not adoptable, but they're out in our communities, so we want to make sure they stop breeding and can live happy, healthy lives.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you still need volunteers? And if so, what kind?
Yes, we do need volunteers, primarily right now in our Uptail resale shop. Because we are very happy to announce the shop now is open every Saturday, 10 to 2. We would love to be able to extend our hours. We're currently open Tuesday through Saturdays. Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 to 4. The rest of the days, 10 to 2. But we'd love to extend our hours. So we need afternoon volunteers in the shop from like 1 to 4. So that's our big need right now.
Okay.
Yep. And the shop's fun. So it's a lot of fun.
It's a fabulous place to shop for beautiful home decor items and pet supplies, art, jewelry, purses, and you're also accepting donations, correct?
Yes, so we accept donations of house goods, furniture, things like that. If you have large items, you're not sure about how to get to us, call us at 928-8020, and you can talk to our shop manager, Lisa, and we can schedule a pickup or delivery for you.
Could you actually have, like, a dining tables, couches, chairs, some
patio sets? We had a beautiful patio set came in yesterday.
And I love the way you'll arrange the shop. Like it's a room in the home.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So
it's really nice.
It's fun. And Lisa's great. She'll do certain sales every month. So check back at the beginning of every month. Follow them on Facebook because they have really cool deals every month.
And both of you are located on Highway 98, just north of Parker Road or Publix.
Exactly. Yep, by Eastern Shore Glass.
Okay. What else would you like us to know about the Baldwin Humane Society?
The one last thing I'll mention, we still have a couple days left for our Teen Animal Advocate Program applications.
That Teen Animal Advocate Program. Tell us about that.
It's essentially, it's very cool. It's an internship that Baldwin County teens, any student 16 years old or older can apply to basically intern with our program for a year. They do volunteer work. They do a special program at the end of the year. But the biggest thing is every month we have speakers come in, professionals. We have the DA come in. We have vet doctors that come and talk to the kids about different animal welfare issues and having a profession in that world. And they get one-on-one time with them. So it's just a really cool one-year program for teens.
Okay.
Yeah. So apply. I think the applications are due this Friday. So you still have today and tomorrow to get yours in. Those can be done on our website as well.
Okay. I see on the page, he sees a dog outside.
Oh, there are two dogs playing.
Little Debbie, the dog here is seeing dogs out on the sidewalk.
Aww.
Oh, how cute. So concerning surrendering a pet, I see it's actually a section on your website, and you see, unfortunately, what seems to be an ever-increasing need when someone needs to surrender a pet, or they find a lost animal that they need to do something with if they can't keep. What happens? What's the process?
Sure. So we have a form on our website, Surrendering a Pet, basically that asks you to answer a few questions about why this pet needs to come into our program, submit a few photos. That's done primarily because we get so many requests. It allows our team to kind of sort through and triage and know who needs to come in when. Because unfortunately, this is a trend all over the country. Adoptions are down and surrenders are up. And that may be a reflection of the economy right now, and people are struggling. We're not sure. But we do our best to take in as many as we can, but we also are trying to shift our focus a little bit on programs that help people with resources to keep their pets, whether that be food or vetting or whatever.
So tell us about that. If someone is in a position where I've either got to give up my dog or I need some help, but what help is available?
Well, we do everything we can. We have a small fund because we believe keeping pets with people is the solution to keeping animals out of shelters, obviously. So a lot of times people surrender their pets simply because they can't afford food or they can't afford vetting. So if they call and ask to speak with one of our team about resources to keep their pet, we'll talk to them. Sometimes it's helping fix a fence. Sometimes it's getting them a spay-neuter voucher at a more discounted cost. Sometimes it's just giving them food once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we try our best to help as many people as we can like that.
And of course, it's beneficial to the dog, but it's beneficial to the person too, because our dogs are like our children, and so it's heartbreaking, and they're very, you know, they're emotionally supportive to us for better mental health.
Absolutely. Everyone at our facility believes that there's a profound relationship between our pets and ourselves, so we certainly want to help keep that, and that's very important to us, so we'll keep trying to do that.
All right. So folks can call the Baldwin Humane Society at
251-928-4585.
4585, or better yet, you can find everything you need to know online and submit that way, correct?
Absolutely. At baldwinhumane.org, you can find all the info you need.
Okay, or just Google Baldwin Humane Society. Thank you so much, Abby Pruitt, Executive Director, and Little Debbie, a beautiful, sweet dog available for adoption. If you missed the beginning of the interview, she can do tricks. Let's just repeat what she can do.
She can sit, she can shake, she can beg, and she can catch.
And she is very observant. We think she's probably a healer mix. I might be seeing some husky, too.
I think so, too. Yeah, I agree.
I'm seeing some husky, even though she doesn't have the blue eyes.
She's got those little eyebrows.
Yep. And,
I think so, too. Yeah.
And you can also tell she's very smart and very observant.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And great disposition, a happy dog that wants to play with everybody and just gave you a kiss.
She just gives a little gentle kiss.
Sweet. So somebody adopt Little Debbie. You can see her picture on our Facebook and on the Baldwin Humane Society's Facebook page. Thank you so much, Abby.
Thanks, Lori.
All righty. It is now 8:33. Let's see if it's warmed up any. It was nice this morning. When I got here at 8 o'clock, it was 74. It's sitting at 75 now, so have that walk outside or that cup of coffee and enjoy it while you can. Let's check in now with Kenny in coastal traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, good news, the earlier accidents, both by Mobile Police and Alabama Highway Patrol have cleared. No delay, I-10 eastbound from Rangeline Road towards I-65. Looks like a good commute this morning if you need to use the Bayway or Causeway, and through the tunnels were problem-free, and no issues on the eastern shore as well. Great rates and great service. Visit All In Credit Union to experience both. Earn more on your deposits and pay less for your loans, all while receiving financial services.